When this boy meets world.
Well, Adeste Fidelis, Laete Triumphante, Venite, Venite in Bethlehem.
Hey, Mr. Feeney, what's with the shrub?
Well, you know, one of my favorite duties as high school principal was overseeing the holiday decorations. So I decided to carry on the tradition here.
Oh, it's a precious little tree. Look at it.
Mm-hmm. Look. Hey, what are you doing?
University policy. Happy non-denominational holidays.
Well, I suppose you two are heading home for the holidays?
No, actually, no.
I was supposed to meet my parents in the Bahamas, but somehow the airlines messed up my tickets, so now I'm stuck here.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho! It's me, it's Eric.
Hello, Mr. Matthews. I'm glad to see you've got the holiday spirit.
Yeah, what I got is $12 an hour, a 15% discount at Stucky's department store, and a job where I get to sit on my butt all day. Mm. It's kind of like your job.
$12 an hour? I wish.
Okay, come over here, guys.
Uh-oh.
Gifts all around. Signed you guys up, too. Mrs. Claus. Elf boy.
Eric, well, thank you for thinking of me. I was all set to spend Christmas depressed over my ex-boyfriend. Now I get to be Mrs. Claus.
I'm not gonna be an elf. I was depressed enough about not going to the Bahamas. This little green pointy hat's really gonna push me over the edge.
Oh, come on, Jack. Look, we're stuck here in town alone. Look, we'll be working together. It'll be fun.
Oh, look how cute you are.
Yeah, plus you're gonna be making like $5 an hour.
Well, wait a second, you get $12 an hour?
Hi, I'm Santa. You're just an elf. Read your Bible.
Look, Sean, the dorms are closing. Your father's missing again. Why wouldn't you come to my house for Christmas?
Because I hate being the third wheel.
Oh, please. You know, you've been the third wheel with me and Topanga so long, I think of us as a tricycle. You know, without our third wheel, what would we be? A bicycle? You coming or not?
I'll get my bags. Thanks, Corey.
Merry Christmas, Sean.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Hey. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Maybe you should ask Corey if it's okay for me to hang out with you guys this Christmas.
Angela, now that Corey and I are engaged, Corey's family is my family. Besides, your dad is stationed halfway around the world. Do you really want to spend Christmas alone?
I'll get my bags. Thanks, Topanga.
Oh, Topanga. Listen, there's a slight change in our first ever engaged Christmas plans. See, Sean's bunking in my room, so the sex is off.
You invited Sean?
Wait a minute, why?
I invited Angela.
You invited Angela? Who said you could invite Angela? She's gonna kill me.
Oh, my God. Sean's gonna blame me for this. Hey, why would Angela want to kill you?
Hey, why would Sean blame you?
You know something about Angela.
You know something about Sean.
All right, on the count of three.
One, two, three. Angela's still in love with Sean. I hate that.
I can't believe you didn't tell me.
Listen, she swore me to secrecy. You gotta tell me what you know about Sean.
Sean is still in love with Angela.
Yay!
He wrote that poem for her after they broke up.
Oh, yay!
The only reason he said he was over her was because he thought she was over him. Aren't you gonna say yay?
No, I don't like to be predictable.
We can't ever tell them we know. It would betray our friendships.
Okay, here's the plan. We tell them.
Corey, no plans. Please tell me we'll let them do this on their own.
What kind of cockamamie is that? Listen, it's Christmas. They love each other. They're staying at my house. I mean, this thing is out of our hands.
So you won't interfere?
Yeah, it's way too early to tell. Hey, we're home for the holidays. Hope no one minds a few extra people.
I'll get some sleeping bags.
Hey, sorry it took so long. I was...
Sean, I didn't know you were coming.
Well, Topanga didn't tell me she invited Angela, and I didn't tell you I invited Sean. Huh, nutty.
Corey, I'm gonna kill you.
Listen, this is an innocent mix-up. I promise. But don't leave now, or Sean will think it's because of him. I can't believe you did this to me.
I didn't know. What do you want me to do? Say she can't stay here because you're secretly in love with her?
Hey, you know what? We're all friends here, right? Friends who secretly love the holidays. And on the holidays, all that matters is that we're together. No matter how we really feel about each other. Why do you always have to hit? Die dead! What are you playing, Santa?
Susie shops a lot?
You're a freak.
Yeah, at least my shoes don't point up.
Look, if I wanted to hear people fight for Christmas, I would have spent it with my ex-boyfriend.
Hold up 1 second. I'm also level two. Die dead!
Why don't you put the game down, Santa?
Yes, there's a sweet little boy that wants to sit on your lap.
Ho! Come up here, little one. Okay, well, what do you want?
I just want a picture so I can send it to my grandma, so she sends me a check.
After she sends the check, tell her she forgot the check. Works every time.
Santa!
Oh, all right, hey, we got a picture here.
Well, hello, Mrs. Claus.
Okay.
That little kid just pinched me.
Yeah, Santa, Mrs. C, elf boy. Yeah, I just got word that a busload of children from St. Mary's just arrived. Now, these are children without parents and no money at all. So, you know what that means.
Yeah.
That they're not going to buy anything. So get rid of them as fast as you can. Here comes the little darlings now. Hello, you little darlings.
Wow.
No parents.
That's really tough. You know what? We should give them a little attention. Yeah, all right.
Oh, come and sit on Santa's lap. And what's your name, little one?
Lucy.
Lucy. And what do you want for Christmas, Lucy?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Lucy. That's Santa.
Thanks, Jack.
Is that Susie Shops-a-Lot?
Oh, well, it certainly is. Why don't you ask Santa for one of those?
Well, I never got anything I asked Santa for.
Well, I don't think you were asking the right Santa.
Wow, you really are Santa!
Smile!
Here you go, Lucy. Thank you.
Did you hear that? I really am Santa.
I know. Oh, you should have seen your faces in that picture. They were priceless.
She really believed in us. Oh, man, you know something? I love being Santa. You know, it's not just, you know, putting on the suit and getting the superpowers and everything. I mean, it's like, I made her happy. Look at that. I did that.
I know. Well, you look pretty happy, too, there, Santa Claus.
Oh. Elf boy. Here's Santa's dad's credit card. I want you to go and take it and buy toys for all these kids. You know what? I want to help out, too. I'm going to use the money I was going to spend on the Bahamas trip.
Huh? I'll help you shop. Well, I don't have any money, so.
Okay, who's next? Time's a-wasting. Okay, Karen. Let's see what Santa's got for you. Santa for you has this bag. Okay.
Smile.
Okay. Bye-bye, Karen. Bye-bye.
Oh, she was grateful for a bag. She was grateful for a bag.
I know. We did really good, Santa. You make me proud to be Mrs. Claus.
You know, spending my money for those presents was better than any trip I could have taken. And I'm really proud to be your elf. Well, you know something? You guys get ready to be proud tomorrow because we are just starting here. I will not rest until every needy kid gets what they ask for.
Uh-oh.
Eric, nobody expects you to take care of all of the needy children.
Well, then why were they sent to me? Oh, boy.
Eric, we're out of money.
Yeah, see, we've done all that we can do.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Santa will not accept that elf.
Okay. Look, I'm telling you, we're out of toys, you know? We just gotta get a little creative.
Wait a minute, how do you suppose that we get creative?
Oh, you shouldn't have asked him that.
Wow, Mr. Feeney, that's a lot of fruitcake.
Yeah, I wasn't able to hand out gifts to my new colleagues.
Oh, yeah, I'll take those off your hands. You throw them in here, man.
Apparently, the tradition at Pembroke is to beat it out of town as fast as humanly possible.
That's it? That's all you got? Just a fruitcake?
Yes. Well, at least there is one tradition that is sacred. I shall now hang up my traditional Wise Santa ornament.
Geez, I'm sorry, Mr. Feeney.
Oh, well, not to worry. I'll simply find a substitute, like this shiny red ball. How special.
All aboard for Santaland!
Eric, it's Christmas Eve.
Hey, we were going to spend this together as a family.
I'm Santa.
You old tides are fun, Mom. Who knew it would be couples only?
I didn't, I swear. Corey? Will you please stay out of this?
When you and I broke up, Sean did everything in his power to get us back together. Now it's Christmas. Can you think of a better gift than doing the same thing for them?
I know your intentions are good, just don't push so hard.
Okay, I'll be more subtle.
All right, who wants to string some popcorn?
Sean and Angela!
Hey, Corey, I always string
popcorn.
Here you go.
So, you and me.
String and popcorn.
Go for it.
No, you go ahead.
Angela, I'm not sorry that we're spending Christmas together.
I'm not either.
All right, everybody. Tree is ready. Gather around and I'll light the Christmas lights.
Oh. Sean and Angela, the tree looks so much better from right up here. Right up on that step. Oh, what's that? Mistletoe.
Could he be any more obvious?
Yeah, like the ice skating and caroling weren't bad enough.
What's he think? A little holiday spirit and we're just gonna fall into each other's arms.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
I love Christmas.
What? You kissed Angela.
Corey, don't make a big deal out of this.
Shawty, it is a big deal.
No, not this time. She's over me. We are over each other. Why won't you let this go?
Because Angela's still in love with you. She didn't want to break up with you in the first place, and I know you wrote that poem because you still love her.
What? How do you know that?
Someone told me. I mean, no one told me. I mean, I didn't say anything.
Please don't take me to Topanga. Okay, I want to know what's going on. Topanga, what did you tell him?
Corey?
Angela, I told Sean that you still love him. And I know Topanga was telling you that Sean still loves you.
What?
You didn't tell her anything, did you?
No. No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking now's a good time.
Somebody better start talking. And I think it should be you and me.
Let's get out of here. Guys, wait. I couldn't see their faces. Did they look angry? Oh, yes, like that.
Has anyone seen my toaster oven?
Oh, no, 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 no. The Easy Bake Oven is for rookies. Wouldn't you rather Santa gave you your very own toaster oven? Here we go. Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
How happy she is about the toaster oven. I am telling you something. Christmas is the greatest idea anybody ever had. Looks like I'm all out of stuff here. Made all these little kids happy.
Yeah, you're a great Santa.
Hey, and you're a great elf. And I am a great Santa. You know something? I want the world's happiness to be my responsibility.
What a great job!
Oh, excuse me, Santa Claus.
Yes, Mrs. Claus?
I think the little boy needs to speak with you.
Oh, of course. That's what Santa's here for. Come on up, little one. Oh, come up here, my little...
Hey, you look familiar. Are you in my psych class?
I was here yesterday. My name's Tommy.
Yeah, Santa came with the other children on the bus.
Oh, Tommy, of course. I remember you. I gave you the truck.
Yeah, and I came to give it back.
Well, why? What's wrong with it?
Nothing. It's what I wanted.
Well, then what's the problem?
I didn't really believe you were Santa, but all my friends came back with stuff. So now that I know you're really him, I was wondering if I can give this back and ask for something else instead.
Of course you can, Tommy. Anything you want.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I'm here. What do you need, Tommy? What can I do for you?
Do you think I can have parents for Christmas?
Well, just about everybody would be out celebrating by now. Oh, well.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So why can't we just tell each other how we feel?
I don't know. It's confusing, huh?
Yeah. We broke up. We agreed to move on.
Next thing you know, we're kissing under the mistletoe.
Yeah, and letting Corey tell us how we should feel.
When we're not even sure ourselves.
Oh, no, Sean. I'm sure. I love you. I've always loved you. I just wanted you to be sure about what you felt.
Well, when we broke up, I thought I wanted to be free. But I couldn't stop thinking about you. That scares me. I don't know what to do with those feelings.
You give in to them, Sean. Because then you'd be in love with someone who loves you too. Isn't that what you want?
You are a wonderful person, Angela.
Isn't that what you want, Sean?
I don't know what I want. I'm so confused, okay? I really don't think I'm ready.
I opened my heart to you. I just can't sit around like a fool waiting for you to be ready.
Angela.
Done. It's over, Sean.
Make the happiness of the entire world my responsibility. What an idiot. What am I supposed to do? Made all those little kids smile. Took care of everybody that came to see me. No disrespect, but why would you send me that little boy? Why doesn't that nice little boy have parents? Why doesn't that nice little boy have parents? Why did you send me that little kid? And why do I only come to you when I need something? Now you shouldn't have to take care of everything, right? I will take care of this. I can be responsible for the happiness of one little boy. What could be taking them so long? I love you, you love me, we're back together, let's thank Corey and Topanga. I mean, that's 10 minutes, tops.
Guys, do we have to wait for Eric to open our presents?
No, honey, you've been patient long enough. How about each one of us open one?
Okay.
Hey, mine's empty.
Your 75-bit power drill was donated to a child in need. Love, Santa Claus.
He also gave away my breast pump. Ooh, this is for you.
I don't understand.
I do. Where's Eric?
Oh, the kids are just so cute, you know? It wasn't just him. We all kind
of... Yeah, see, here's the thing. Have you ever really gotten caught up in the spirit of Christmas so much so that you want to steal?
Merry Christmas, everybody. How you doing? This is...
It's okay. Come on in.
This is Tommy.
Hi.
Well, hi, Tommy. Do you have my 75-bit power drill?
Eric, what's going on?
Well, you see, Tommy here doesn't have a family, so I thought it'd be nice if he could spend Christmas with us. You know, if it's okay with everybody else.
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, Tommy, you like gingerbread cookies?
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, Tommy and I met when I was Santa. He thought I was really Santa.
Now I know he's Eric.
Yeah, he said we could still hang out, though.
Eric said we can hang out on weekends.
Yeah, I'll be like he's got a big brother.
Well, he's a good one, Tommy.
Figured it was something I could do.
Merry Christmas, Eric.
Merry Christmas, Tommy.
Merry Christmas.
Marley was dead, to begin with. There is no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Scrooge signed it, and Scrooge's name was good upon change for anything he chose to put his hand to. Old Marley was as dead as a doornail.